A new study by researchers with the Brookings Institute claims Great Lakes cities stand to gain billions in economic benefits through lake restoration.
Bottom line, the benefits exceed the cost by a ratio of 2-to-1.
That's Brookings Senior Fellow and Research and Policy Vice President Robert Lighton. He says cleaning up the lakes will bring in $50 billion for the lake's coastal cities like Milwaukee and Superior. The study looked only at residential property, not commercial land. He says cities will see millions or even billions of dollars in increased property values.
That increase in property values is basically capturing what people on the open market are willing to pay to live nearer a cleaner place.
Milwaukee stands to gain $1.5 to $2.3 billion, while Duluth Superior is looking at $200 to $300 million in increased property values. But St. Lawrence City's initiative director, Dave Ulrich, says cities will need to take the first step.
Some cities are going to need more help than others from the state and federal level.
Clean Water Action Minnesota organizer Rosie Leffler-Kemp says restoration efforts should begin as soon as possible.
It provides what we hope a real compelling case for Congress in particular to act now to pass this federal funding for Great Lakes restoration.
Modernizing wastewater treatment systems, stopping the spread of invasive species, and removing contaminated sediments are some changes involved in the restoration. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.